This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's just too bad. I mean, we used to enjoy the music on there and the talk and Joyce and all that. I mean, what's going on? What's happening to this country? I can't believe it.
I used to listen to 640 and enjoy it so much. But I got to tell you, your new format sucks. So sorry.
Yeah, I've been on the wall for a couple hours, and I really miss my station. With the songs and everything. Boy, I tell you, you really know how to screw people up, don't you? Who the guy that stays up all night and thinks he's up? I tell you, unbelievable. Really, after all these years.
All I can say is I'm very disappointed in your change because I am a senior citizen and enjoyed the music. I do not enjoy man talk. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought that the changeover was abrupt. I think the music for Sunday was great. I think the Martindale and the other music and talk disc jockeys were great, and I think the new format stinks. Thank you very much.
You took away the best radio station that South Florida had, and you fill it up with garbage. That cow guy is a moron.
Well, your program change stinks. If you want that vulgarity on the radio, you go ahead and do it. But I'm going to turn you off like a disease. If you want that slop on the air, you go ahead and put it on. But not for me. I'm pulling the plug on 640. Bye.
Shame on you for taking off the only decent music station in the area just because of money. Shame on you. Goodbye.
I'm a longtime listener, and I feel that the new programming is tantamount to Jerry Springer of the radio. I think it's disgraceful. I hope you will lose a lot of money.
Well, I must say that we are most disappointed in your new programming. And then you took off Sinatra at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7. A fantastic entertainer, as we all know. So I must just say that unless things change back again, I guess you've lost us as a customer. Thank you.
You deleted my favorite program on the air, in my car, in my house. Shame on you. I miss it.
Hi, this is Mike. I really miss the oldies that you had at night on WJNA. And I miss the lunch bunch. And every morning at 10 o'clock, I still think of 10 o'clock as being the lunch bunch. I miss that show very much. I enjoy Dawn and Mike, but that's about it. The other shows, in my opinion, aren't that good. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Well, I'd like to say that the new Man Talk station has insulted me on every single level. You insult women, you insult people of 50 years and older, and everything is for the big dollar. So, good luck, and it's my loss, not yours, I'm sure. I think some of the things you have on there are very distasteful. Bye.
Well, maybe you've attracted a new sort of person, but you've also deleted other people. And I would never, ever patronize the people that you are touting right now. And who wants to hear these men with their dirty jokes?
Well, what have you done? Is it your intention that anybody over 60 just die and go away? Heard one guy say, tune in, seniors, but don't have a heart attack.
That's right.
I guess radio is over for us. thank God for CDs and tapes. There were enough of us to keep your station going. I wish you hadn't dismissed us. We'll miss Joyce and Peter and the rest, but we shall overcome. Nobody wants to be where they're not wanted. We wish you success, and if you think young people will tune into an AM station, then I think you deserve the failure you will have.
Damn, damn, damn!
Systems go. Prepare for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last up to adventure.
I want to Don and Mike, but I want to all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Say, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show.
You think they're talented?
Well, no. I mean, most of them are pretty lame, right?
Hi, this is Donnie and Rebecca from Madison, Wisconsin, and you're listening to The Don and Mike Show. Go Pack!
The Don and Mike Show!
Come on, make me mad! Make me mad or I'm gonna be really mad!
It's time for Don Geronimo. Live on the air, he can get psycho. He's not a man to cross or scorn. If you do, he might just say,
screw off!
The master mimic, Mike Oldman, brought drinking so much that it would scare ya. Saying things that are smart and bold. Asking questions like,
you have a hot dog that's how old?
Buzz Burbank with the news. Well, let's do
grass, mescaline, cocaine, uppers, downers.
And ladies, Buzz is smooth. Wondering to himself,
where can I find a photograph of you?
Rob Speedwack is a good little monkey.
Also known to be an eBay junkie.
The beginning of the show, he always does crazy.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And what could be said about Joe Unger? Known to be the oldest full screener. Don is always getting stupid questions from him. Stupid questions like,
are we done with porno names then?
And that leaves us Sean. Probably gets more than Joe and Rob.
Thinks one day he's gonna be long.
But obviously, that's wrong.
So sit back, relax, and just let it go. You're listening to The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Almost starting to learn
The Don and Mike Show.
The words of that one.
Yeah, we're memorizing it because it's our favorite. We love playing it.
And thank you again to Donnie Sellers.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's the guy that made that happen. Your BM meter's doing today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Help yourself.
Hello.
Get a good one.
Hello.
Hope you brought enough for everybody.
Who he?
Woo, look out.
Out of West where I belong.
So you ever been with an old guy before?
Well, the days are short and the nights are long.
I will have to get some lubricant, too.
First and long, and
I will undress you. You will undress me, okay?
Stop that, please.
You are the rudest, most disrespectful a-hole I have ever met.
Right back at you.
No, he's not retarded.
How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Okay.
I can't control my horny level.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Look, the key for me is to keep expectations low.
Suck on that, losers.
Did you bring condoms with you tonight?
You can suck this.
Oh, where's Big Ass?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Don and Mike! Thank you, Big E! Now you're playing music I can enjoy. This is a golden oldie.
Nah, they don't like this.
What year was this recorded?
This is modern music, mine is like 1962.
62.
62.
I was already old.
at 62.
On the warm California sun. Donna Mike Show, everybody. And you can tell by the smell we're here. And it's a new episode on this Thursday. And it is November 9th, 2006. We got one phone number, 24 lines, two countries. And if you believe all that stuff about the internet, an entire world.
The world.
Out there listening. 877-365-3636.
Whoa.
That is our toll-free number. We're on your computer. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, not by your radio. You can send us to the voluminous fan mail there, donandmikewebsite.com. And we're on iTunes, and you can get a brand new download every day there. You can also get a download on free FM sites around the country, free FM stations we're on. And if you don't have an iPod, we do have on our website, on Donna Mike website, a little segment that you can, if you can't download it, at least you can listen to it on your computer every day.
And I have it on good authority. This show can also be heard in space. Yeah. You betcha.
Satellite, Mike. Uh-huh.
Somewhere.
Satellites are bringing our show from here to there and back again.
I've also heard the radio waves can actually be heard, that right now someone really from another life form might actually be able to hear the show if they have sophisticated equipment.
That's called the direction of the WJFK antenna.
That's it.
Right into
where does it go? It goes out to space. I believe that.
Well, I hope the rating service asks people in space what they're listening to.
I watched the movie White Noise.
I like
so you're aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I used to like that movie.
Isn't that the turning point of Michael Keaton for you? I thought that.
No.
I thought it sucked.
It sucked because it's about his wife dying.
Yeah.
And his wife coming back. And
him, like, crying through the whole movie.
Yeah,
and
that's why I don't like it.
Not enough of. White noise.
Okay,
best kind of noise, best kind of power, as far as you're concerned.
That's good noise. No, I don't. You know, I find I don't like movies about spouses dying.
I would imagine not. Yes.
I don't. Segue. My wife passed away a year and a half ago. I don't say that to be a martyr, just to mention now, so that I can say that my girlfriend. Almost had the chance to speak with Mike last night. I mean, there's no easy transition.
No.
Because I was going to talk about how I don't watch White Noise and how Janet and I actually watched that Albert Brooks movie I like so bad.
Oh, which one?
Defending Your Life. I mentioned this on the air, and then as soon as I put it on, I realized, oh, bad choice.
Yeah.
You know, it's about
going
to heaven. She's a very cool girlfriend. When she comes over, like last night, and we have dinner, and then we watch TV, she actually likes PTI.
Okay.
She's not making it up.
Okay.
So we get to watch PTI on TiVo.
I commented that you sounded very content when I spoke with you last night.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy with her, and she with me, I might add.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So last night we were sitting there and got done with PTI, just flipping around, and I saw this breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Mike's guy. Won the thing in Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay. Race that had been hanging by a chad.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Associated Press counted all the votes and they declared your guy the winner.
I don't think I ever went to a. I really don't. I went to election nights and I went to that kind of stuff. I don't think I ever went to a fundraiser. This would be the first one that I ever went to, and actually put a little interest into this election. And I was very glad to see what happened. And though somebody stole one of my yard signs, I'm very very happy with the outcome.
Now, I should just give you a little background on this. As you know by now, with the many stupid things I say, I don't really follow politics. I don't really believe in the entire process. They're all out to win American Idol. That's all they're really out to do.
Right.
Now, as it turns out, Mike is very into politics.
I am.
So I wanted to call Mike to say, in case he hadn't been watching, hey, they've announced this because they came on late with breaking freaking news.
Right.
Meanwhile, my girlfriend works on Capitol Hill.
Uh-huh.
Without getting into great detail about her job, and she is a Republican.
Aren't you ready to make that announcement yet that it is Nancy Pelosi?
I wish. My girlfriend is the Republican of all Republicans. So we really do not discuss politics.
Does she get heated when she discusses a passionate?
No, she's like you. She could. And,
right.
And she was watching. I turned on CNN and it said, you know, and it said, oh, I got to call Mike. And she said, oh, crap. And I said, well, what do you care if I call Mike? And she said, and I realized it wasn't you, it was right. the yeah. thing she said, oh, Mike, guy lost. And I said, oh, you know, cool your jets about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to call Mike because it's like a sporting event. I don't know if Mike knows.
Right.
This is about.
It is like sports. That's what I said. It's very much like sports.
About a minute till 10, I call Mike up and he answers the phone. And talk about speaking content.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Were you half asleep or were you spooning or?
I was lying in bed with Carla. We were watching. were watching something on TiVo. We were there. It was right after the. I told you it was right after the Biggest Loser.
Because whatever it was, you answered the phone like, hello.
Hello.
And I said,
it's a particularly yummy dinner she made for me after we were talking about it.
And I said to Mike, hey, I don't know if you know this. Sorry to bother you, but they're they have this breaking news that your guy won. And Mike in his very spooning James Brolin and Barbra Streisand.
I didn't know I sounded that good. I guess we both sounded good that last night.
He said, yeah, I know I'm very aware of it. And we're
now, I'd actually gotten it off the internet a little while earlier. I was checking my email.
At this point, it's on TV, and they've got this guy, Jim Webb, his face is on TV, and Janet starts just some. Bah, 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 bah. And I turn it to her and I say, no, please no politics, please. And then Mike says, maybe I'd like to talk to Janet about politics. Maybe I could sway her over.
I always enjoy a spirited debate.
Sure. And I said, no.
It's always fun.
I said, no, not tonight. And then she said, loud enough for Mike to hear, when Jim Webb came on, she said, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? She said, he looks just like that guy from The Office.
Which guy?
The nerdy guy, the British
guy. The nerd guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
that's how she's perceiving him, I guess. That was it.
Her perception.
He is a very stern man. He's a very, the senator-elect from Virginia is a very military. Serious guy. They actually, that was a lot of people were knocking him for that because they said, he was a little too serious and not a real gregarious guy. I think he would have gotten more votes if he carried a football around with him. I'm sorry. Does that count as gloating a little bit? That was just a little gloating that came through there.
So, I figure, Harry, I'm calling my buddy Mike to say, in case he doesn't know,
right.
Hey, your guy won the thing.
I guess AP officially called it, right?
Right.
Which is fairly significant, even though I don't know, there hasn't been a concession yet.
There might be.
There has. He already conceded.
He just has. George Allen has conceded that.
Well, he's a stand-up guy for doing that.
He's a very conceited man.
He's a conceited, He's conceited.
He's a very
Isn't that
conceited
funny?
Man.
Senator Allen has conceded.
I'm the greatest. I lost. I'm the greatest.
Wow.
I'm George Allen. I'll prove this message. Wow.
That's it. Well, then it just finally hit
me. I'm George Allen. Janet's mad. Mike's happy.
Does she really get into it? Is she really into it?
She gets into it.
Really?
Like you.
Yeah.
If you've had a couple of drinks.
Oh, okay.
She can get it. She can go to that level.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't need beverages to get her going.
So she's the kind of person that, like, if it was at the, at the right social circumstance, she'd be talking with one other person for 2.5 hours, like, nose to nose in a corner.
Yeah.
And, passionately.
And she works on Capitol Hill, so she's very involved in this. And I really don't take a side, although I'm happy that, of the events that happened yesterday, I guess I'm as happy as I can be for, for like being the atheist that I am about voting and stuff. But she was.
I feel happy and at the same time, okay, it's our turn now. Now let's see what we can do. I mean, it's definitely on offense. It's kind of fun being the underdog. It's kind of fun fighting the uphill battle. It really is. Then when you get it, I'm just a voter. But I can imagine that the people that are in power, there are a lot of people waking up this morning going, okay, what do we do now?
Now what do we do?
What the hell do we do now? Right. So we'll see what happens.
So what were you doing last night?
Watched, Carla had me watch The Biggest Loser.
No, but what were you doing, though?
What was I doing?
I mean, you mentioned.
I wasn't in the middle of any kind of act. It's funny you mention that, though, because I do believe that perhaps Carla and I brought a little election night good luck. In the middle, in the absolute middle of all of it.
Oh, night before last.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
That gets you horny.
Tuesday night.
An election gets you horny.
Well, not really, but she thought, she kind of brought it up as a good luck suggestion, and who am I to take any mojo away from
from the campaign.
It might be good luck if we F tonight.
And it turned out to be. It was already kind of going our way anyway, so it was very, very interesting. But last night, what did you perceive? There was something going on. I was in a reclining position.
Here's the thing, and I mentioned this to Janet after I hung up with you. I said, either he's really, really drunk, and I don't think so.
Right.
Or he just absolutely, like 5 seconds before I called, just crawled off Carla.
No.
Because you had the...
Both are incorrect.
I knew that you're not back on the off the wagon again already.
Well, if you'd called me election night, you would have been accurate. I had a couple of glasses of wine on election
night. But see, it wasn't like your boozy.
No, there was an alcohol. One of those rare evenings that alcohol had not touched my lips last night. So it was. I guess really, I'd had a good dinner, and I was kind of content. And I had gotten the news, and I was very pleased to hear that you were calling me to give me the news too. You know, and you just, you know, it's kind of fun. It's just like the World Series. Really, it's like you get calls from people. I don't have anything to do with it, but I really love getting those phone calls because I like people that know me well enough to know that I care about it and that it makes me happy. Right. That makes me happy. So you might have gotten me a little, you know, believe it or not, you might have gotten me a little gooey last night. That might have been, I was very, very pleased to hear that. That's why I was kind of laid back and I go, hey, let me talk to her. You know?
That's exactly
let what me you talk did. To her. What's she upset about? Man, well, come on now. That was like the Red Sox win the World Series mood.
Okay.
I was just kind of, you know, because really with all the stuff going on, it was really not determined until I think in all of our minds until they made that announcement on AP day long. They've been
That's
talking recount, and I didn't want to deal with that.
And I've been bitching yesterday about the fact that it shouldn't go on for a month and the lawyers and everything. So
fortunately, there was a history there that said, you know, you got a few hundred votes that it would change things even if they did a recount. So, I don't know. I was very happy. I was very pleased. And now it's like the after effect because now it's just...
also very sick of it now.
I might be a little sick of it.
I'm ready just to focus on...
I'm ready to focus on Thanksgiving.
On Brittany and Fred X.
And K-Fed X?
K-Fed, excuse me. Fred X was Freddie Mitchell for the Eagles because, what was it? He was always open, or it was 7-Eleven because he was always open, or it was Fred X because he delivers on time. And
I'm trying, you know, when you mentioned that, I'm trying to think of the defensive back for the New York Giants that Bill Parcells called Toast. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, because he got burned all the time.
Yeah, I forgot what the guy's name was.
It was like number 20-something, though. Yeah, he was in the defensive backfield.
It wasn't. No, it's not old enough to be Beasley Reese. That's a million years ago. But it was
a more modern giant. Toast.
Because he got burned all the time. I love that.
Absolutely.
No, but I was very, very, last night was the first time that I really got a little, giddy with it. I mean, the election night,
you
know, it was.
Yeah, you sound like you were getting giddy with it.
It was, no, absolutely not. Carla was very content, had a very good day. We were both rested after, the day after the election, so it was a good thing. It was a very, very good thing.
And, the other thing that, Janet and I discussed last night, that I've not mentioned with anybody, not that this is an amazing revelation of any stretch of the imagination, but I do think that all signs point towards tattoo number 3
for you
in my future. Yes, I believe so.
Oh, now I begin the guessing game in my own
mind. Rob, that is why I have secured a lodging in Atlantic City for weekend next, for I have been told that there is the finest tattoo parlor in all of the world in Atlantic City, New Jersey. No, I'm not kidding about
that.
I'm not kidding. No, not in that hotel. In the bad part of Atlantic City.
right down, like where all the liquor stores are?
Well, yeah, I mean, every part of Atlantic City, except for the little nice part that I go to is the bad part.
So you'll be rolling up there on the tea-giving holiday?
Weekend. I'm talking about next weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
Next weekend.
Very good.
And when you go, make sure you spell Spiewak right.
So you're going to get another one. Is it lettering or a symbol?
Oh, please. I'm retarded. You could guess it in a second. Here's what I have now. I have Batman.
Yeah, well, that's your ultimate superhero.
And, of course, I have Frida's initials and our wedding date and the 25 for our 25 years.
I'd like to make a guess.
Well, I'm not that tough to figure out.
Well, no, you're not. But, I mean, it's still. I mean, it could be a bunch of stuff. Is it going to be something to do with your son?
Oh, no. Rob.
G for Packers?
Yes. Of course.
You're going to get the Packer G on your other shoulder?
See, that's the debate I have to have now. Where do I want the G? Here's the thing.
Right here.
On my forehead.
So you like the art form. You really dig the art form.
Yeah, I do.
Could you someday have a sleeve?
No, I could not, but I could see eventually maybe four or five little ones, you know, on my body.
Is the Packer G, are you thinking about getting it the same size as the Batman tattoo?
Yeah, about 3 inches.
Now you're going to get that one in color, right? Because you can't get just the black symbol because it could be any G, you know? It could be like Georgia Bulldog.
No, it'll be green. It'll be good. No yellow. It'll just be just green. No, would you just shut up? You know, just let me do this. Just let me do this, please.
When did you get your motivation?
Oh, I've had it for a while. It's just that I finally had my bluff called by my girlfriend who knows some people in Atlantic City. And I've seen some of the tattoos that this place does.
Wow. Right.
And they're pretty incredible. I mean, I don't want like a big Dungeons and Dragons, U.S. Marines, Skeletor on my arm. But seems that the guy could do a real decent G that looks just like the G on the Packers helmet. Sure. Now, here's the question. How much of a retard would I look like? Well, first off, get this fabulous mental picture in your mind. And in case you've not been to our website, I think that picture of me without my shirt is still up there. Imagine me at the beach, or even in your worst nightmare, just walking around the house shirtless.
Or totally naked.
And on the right shoulder, you've got the Batman logo.
Uh-huh.
It's just a bat.
The bat.
Now, how retarded do I look if I've got a big Green Bay G on the other shoulder? It's like I've got junk on both shoulders.
Well, it's balanced. I'd go with the other side, but the forearm.
See, I don't... the forearm?
No.
Mm-mm.
I think you'll be okay because you'll never see both of them at the same time.
No, I'm thinking, as much as I love the Packers, uh-huh. I'm thinking like maybe like ankle. That's what I'm thinking.
Football tattoo on the ankle is cool.
That's
a buddy of mine, you know my buddy that went to Ohio State? And I think he played in the, I'm not sure what it was, with the 87 Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's got an ankle tattoo, the 87 Rose Bowl. Here's what's good about that tattoo. Yes, you have a tattoo where, like, if you're wearing shorts or something, people can see it. But you got to really, like, notice it. You got to really pay attention. Would it be the inner or the outer ankle?
Here's the thing. Well, the inner ankle, or I guess the outer ankle. But you wouldn't see it if I had, like, today I have this queer shorty socks.
Yeah, you wouldn't see it.
You couldn't see it because, again, it's the balance that I wouldn't want. Frida, which means a lot to me, that tattoo on my, and I've got that on my right calf,
right.
On my calf. I wouldn't want to be laying on the beach and someone walk by and go, oh, FWSXXV, well, what's that? And, oh, what? And look, on his other leg, the dick's got a Green Bay Packers logo.
Well, the whole thing about tattoos is something means so much to you as to, emblazon it permanently on your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it doesn't matter what people say.
Well, I know, but it's more what I think what people will say, and not so much really what people
I like.
Think. It's what I think.
I like ankle a lot.
It's what I think.
You don't have a tattooed ankle yet, right?
Do not.
Painful, though, I hear. To
those are more painful. Any area that's bony, like an ankle, is more painful to tattoo than
bony.
Fleshier area.
Now, you only have one, right?
Yeah, only one
You
so
have
far.
Your barbed wire or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's a Celtic armband.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, I've got until next
week. Why are you looking at me like that, Rob?
What?
Sometimes Rob looks at me. Maybe I interpreted that. I just Buzz mentioned his Celtic armband, and I just look.
Because it's barbed wire. Is it really?
No, it isn't barbed wire. It's a Celtic design. It's an armband.
It's a design.
Right.
It's a design.
It looks very much like what you see all the athletes, though, have. Football players got it on their arms all the time. It does look like barbed wire.
You don't have one, do you, Rob?
Spiky.
I mean, every time I hear it, especially now when you're talking about the G for the Packers, there's only one I'd get.
And, I know, you get yourself the Boston B.
Get the Boston B would be real subtle, but I was thinking of the regular logo, that Red Sox logo that you see. Yeah, we've got the baseball thing.
Oh, the two socks?
I've seen those on a guy. I saw that on a guy's shoulder, the whole thing, and I don't think I'm going to do that.
That would look good by our genitals.
No, what I was thinking about doing is getting it right at my belt line, right over where the girls have the little target tattoos.
Yeah.
Right at the base of my back.
Right by your ass
crack. And then really all the shirts that I wear would just come down below my breasts, and so everyone could see it. It would be a lot of fun.
Well,
I love tattoos. You know what? I really do. I love them. I love them on women. I don't think I'd like them on my girlfriend or on my daughter, but they're just, I saw this woman who was, I mean, the sleeves, both sides, and really, as much as it's a shocker to see them, It was amazing artwork. It really was. Yeah, well, it really can be.
I will let you know. It's next weekend, and you know, I'm open for suggestions, but I want to keep my arms and my hands pretty much clean.
Right.
And,
what kind of G do you, I mean, is it just a standard green ink, or would you want to have it in any way?
I want it to look
highlighted.
Like the helmet.
Does the helmet have any?
No, it's a white G.
Yeah.
In the middle of a green.
Oh, so it'll have two colors.
Football oval. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll look cool.
Yeah. What?
Pay the extra $10 and get the clean needle. It's worth it.
Thank you. Ankle painful, though. I heard
Hello.
That. It's a little more
painful. Don and Mike show. Hello.
It hurt. Hey, Don, the best part about getting a tattoo on your ankle is that your boyfriend will really be able to admire it when he's doing you, because that is a gay place to get a tattoo.
Can I tell you something?
Hey, tell that to my buddy who played in the 87 Rose Bowl, my friend.
Friend, I've seen lots
That's
of...
That's fine, but
I got to say...
You can get it on your toe, or maybe have a picture of a Green Bay helmet done on your helmet.
I have.
Very, very gay.
I have to say, Mike, I've heard this from other people.
That ankle tattoos are gay?
Well,
really?
That ankle
well, most
tattoos,
women have them, right?
That ankle tattoos are for chicks. I mean,
where would be, if you're making this, where would you decide to put it, sir?
Your other shoulder would be great, but, I mean, just don't do it on the ankle.
No.
Don't do it.
The other shoulder, it's like, look at the circus freak, you know. Look,
why not on your other bicep?
My other bicep?
Or the opposite bicep. Right. Why not just put it right there?
No, because...
That's the standard place.
Because then I really am announcing to the world that I'm
a tattoo
idiot.
Wearer.
You have multiple tattoos.
No, not that it's multiple tattoos. It's what the tattoos are.
Ah.
It's on one shoulder, Batman. On the other shoulder, Green Bay. No, I mean, those are the things that are important to me. But I don't know if
I'd like to get a butterfly right in the middle of my chest.
I don't know if I want to be...
Like Papillon.
Out there displaying both of them at the same time.
So it's either got to be the ankle or the shoulder then. You don't have much...
Or...
Someone that... We have an expert
Mike,
that's coming
Here
in right
comes,
now.
And listen, I am I'm not ruling out the ass.
A Green Bay tat.
For Green Bay?
That's bad karma.
Yeah,
that
is
completely bad karma. They'll never win another playoff game.
Totally hit. Well, they may not win one anyway.
But I mean, really, I think you're hexing them.
Joe. Yes, howdy, Joe.
If it's going to be an NFL logo, you should shave your head and have it put on the side of your head, and then one on the other.
Matching.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Thanks for coming in, Joe.
You like wearing a helmet.
You like the real helmet.
That was worth the walk, wasn't it?
I guarantee you there are people around this nation that have done that. Shaved head with the actual helmet logos
Hello.
On.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing?
Hi there.
Hey, I think you said you're going to get it on your ankle, right?
Well, I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Look at me in cankle.
What's that?
Don't you mean cankle?
Cankle, whoa.
Is that a fat Joe?
Yeah, because
I got real fat legs like Hillary Clinton. Go to our website. Take a look at my legs.
I have.
You don't think Don's legs are dreamy?
I tell you what, those legs could kick your ass 1,000 ways from Sunday out of the state.
I bet.
Where do you have your tattoo on your eye?
Where do you have yours, on your vagina?
No, my mangina.
Your mangina?
Yeah.
Please to describe your mangina. Go.
It's flowery.
Flowery. So he's going to give us the one-word answers now because he's a pure ass.
He's dumb.
Yeah, he is dumb also. See,
yeah.
See if you can handle an entire paragraph.
You know what I did with your mom? And maybe this would work for you. Now, what I had to do was almost like on an ambulance. What I did was, on her forehead, I had to write... in backwards lettering, WHORE, so when she would look at herself in the mirror, she would realize who she was.
Right. And right next to it were the instructions that said, well, it's a word we can't say on the radio, but it starts with C, and it said, see here. Okay? Last letter, M. It's kind of like a target. Your mom didn't mind it, though.
I'm sure you've seen it at a baseball stadium. You know, hit it here.
Yeah,
right. You know they got the big thing in the outfield. Right. Hit it here.
It's actually, it wasn't to the right side. It was you had the
right
the,
in between
the whore, the backwards whore, and then right above, right at the hairline.
So
turn up the radio and listen to yourself now.
So so in essence, what you would be doing is taking out a paintball gun,
right.
And trying to shoot your mom
right
in the eyes.
And actually,
how does a tattoo
on her eyelids, on her eyelids also, if she closes her eyes, it says or here. Right in the eye.
And then we tattooed on her tongue, this is the best place.
Bullseye.
No, actually, it wasn't that. We tattooed shave here.
On her tongue.
On her tongue.
On her tongue.
Oh, you're no fun.
Oh, he hung up.
You're no fun at all.
Oh, I gave up. Now, the guy wants
That's
to call.
That's no fun. It's a little give and take.
Come on now. You want to say I have cankles? We want to talk about your mama.
Cankles.
Please.
Incidentally, speaking of cankles, congratulations to Hillary Clinton on her overwhelming victory for the United States. I think it was like 70%.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's
show.
A cankle victory.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes?
You should get a KISS tattoo on your shoulder. You know, a Gene Simmons face or the KISS logo? It's Green Bay.
Why don't I just get the word retard written on my shoulder?
You should get Green Bay on your taint. That's what you should get.
Now, are you just anti-Green Bay?
Well, yeah.
Why?
Because I live near San Francisco, so I'm a Niner fan.
Hey, good luck on that team leaving.
Hey, yeah, so I understand they're going to where? They're going to Santa Clara? Is that where the 49ers are going?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, my mom is from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Thank you for that.
Guadalajara.
You get a chime time. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don.
Kind of after that last caller, here in Sacramento, you got to either be a Raider fan or a Niner fan. Well, before the game, the Raiders and the Niners this season, I was committed to the Niners, so I got a big old SF tattoo on my back. And, pretty proud because my team won, beat the Raiders, but now they're moving. So what am I going to do with the SF?
Yeah, now, when we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers moving, we're not they like all teams, they want to whore the city to get them to pay for a brand new stadium.
Now, the baseball team got a brand new stadium, right?
Exactly.
One of the nicest stadiums in the
National League. Yeah, the Giants got that thing that's got that big, gigantic...
water.
Oh, and it's got that big glove out in left field. Got like a big Coca-Cola bottle out there.
Isn't that where the guys on kayaks like get the baseballs? Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very cool stadium.
Home runs. And then like the Kings, now they're saying, yeah, we're probably going to go to Anaheim. So unless they get a new stadium.
So where will the 49ers go? They'll still be in Northern California, correct?
They said somewhere in California. They said they're committed to California.
If you could just make all of these new stadiums domed stadiums where you could teach school, you kill two birds with one stone.
Boys.
You know, boys. Kill two boys.
Blades. Hey, listen, don't sweat it, my friend. You know, although I said this about Cleveland, I can't imagine the 49ers ever really leaving the Bay Area.
Yeah, but it'll happen in a minute. I mean, that's what the owners do.
It's all about the dollar.
T. Rice, how could they do that? Well, of course they could do that. I mean, I'm used now. I'm used. I'm U.S.E.D. I'm not used. I'm used. Thank you. I'm accustomed now to the Tennessee Titans being a team. I'm accustomed to the Colts being the Indianapolis Colts.
Absolutely. It's just a matter of time.
I'm accustomed to Jacksonville having a team. I'm even accustomed to the Houston Texans. I'm accustomed to all of the new teams.
And the Niners will probably be the Niners wherever they go.
Yeah, although maybe not if they move them. What if they move them to Los Angeles? Okay. Then it makes no sense.
That would be horrible.
And then they do like when do you remember when the Oilers moved from Houston to Nashville?
Right.
For a year they were the Tennessee Oilers,
that didn't work too well.
That's like the Utah Jazz, because that team used to play in New Orleans. They moved it to Salt Lake City, and they just kept the stupid name for some reason.
Utah Jazz.
Makes no sense.
Jazz in Utah.
Right.
You don't move the most important teams. You just don't move them, although it's going to happen.
Well, they weren't the Baltimore Colts. Didn't they kind of start this a long time ago?
Yeah, they were.
I mean, the Colts really started. I mean, the Baltimore was just associated with the Orioles and the Colts.
Right.
The dead of night, Mr. Irsay.
I know, and they do it, and it'll happen, and everybody will adjust. And, you know, 10 years from now, if they move to Los Angeles or wherever, you know, or somewhere else in Northern California, we'll adjust to it. But it's one of those things that if you're a sports fan, you go, God damn, isn't there enough money for everybody in sports?
Yep.
They jip us on the tickets. They jip us on pay-per-view. They chip us on buying all the crap that we buy because we're lemmings. All we ask is if you got a team that's been in town for 50 goddamn years with tradition and history and people that love the team, build the goddamn stadium yourself.
It's all coming down to money based on the owners and also the city. I mean, it comes down to whether it's an economic engine for the city or not, and I would think that it would be, but that's what it's coming down to.
P.U. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Olympics. That's another big J.O. That's another hand you-know-what across America. The Olympics. Let's build everything for the Olympics. That's great. So for 2 weeks it's happening. And then you're stuck with big, gigantic, enormous buildings that no one goes to. the Olympics are worthless, too.
So the way I understand it, what, it was a vote were for whether or not to build the stadium, and it got voted down?
God, you, yeah.
Just like in Sacramento.
Yep.
So voters in two of these cities have both, you know, voted it down.
What's the stadium they're playing at?
It used to be Candlestick Park. Now it's called Monster Park.
Now is Candlestick where they? I mean, did they change the name from Candlestick to Monster Park?
Money.
And as a matter of fact,
I mean, talk about a where they need a new stadium.
Well, Mike, the Beatles played at Candlestick Park, to put it into perspective.
Do you remember when you and I went out to a Redskins 49ers playoff game so long ago? It was
Rippins were out there.
It's when the Redskins were good and the 49ers were good.
Yep.
And it was rainy that day.
Yeah.
And
oh God, how long did it take us to get out of that stadium?
And because it was, you know, like everything in San Francisco, tiny one winding road, like going up a Swiss Alp. To
really,
get the goddamn
the worst
stadium
I've ever seen. And apparently, and they,
worse
they
than
knew
FedEx.
It was worse than FedEx.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. But like everything with football, you know, with these guys, when is enough enough? When your team that you bought 5 years ago for $500 million is now worth $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sell sneakers and when you sell junk and crap that people buy and you are just wiping yourself with $50 bills, mm-hmm, you know, lay out $200 million for a stadium. You know what? Otherwise, you're buying it for boats and whores and divorces and F you! F you, you it's the, stupid effers.
It's the way it's always been, though. It'll never change. It'll never change.
Boo.
Because those guys that own those teams got to where they are by, you know, one particular tenant. That you know, it's the dollar. It's the dollar all the time.
Sucks.
It seems a shame they're not going to have the luxury suites.
Luxury suites.
And that's really what it boils down to. It's such an old stadium that there's no room for luxury suites.
Those are highly overrated, too. I slum at most Redskins games that I go to. Watch at least the first half from my seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always, at halftime, always end up slumming in someone else's suite.
Right.
Because I want free booze and I want, like, to be able to smoke a cigar while I'm watching the game.
Right.
And without fail, I always have a good time, but I always leave saying, what a ripoff.
Oh, yeah. They paid this for this?
Well, for instance, when we were at the game last weekend, halftime, of course, and most of the people in my section even know this now. It's like halftime, I go, well, see you later.
See ya.
I'll wave at you from up there. So I find someone to sponge off, somebody that I know, and I go into a suite, and we sit down, and we have a drink, and they brought over, I think it was a very small bowl of what appeared to be Chex Mix and some generic made-in-Korea pretzel slash cheese nip, no pun intended.
Right, it's not generic
product,
brand.
Yeah.
Not name brand. Not like Cheese Bits, Cheese Whiz,
some
or whatever.
Some trail mix crap that really
Cheez-Its. They weren't real Cheez-Its.
They were not. And it looked like it came from a trail. It really did. It was awful. And they brought it in and set it down, and I saw the guy sign.
How much?
$28.
Sure.
Now,
for a bowl?
$28 for a bowl that is not even as big as the bowl that you eat your cereal out of
in
the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
yeah, it's amazing. It's truly. And this is after they pay for the rights to have the suite all season, right?
Yeah, right.
It, you know why? It's corporate dollars. That's it. It's all big corporations and law firms and those kind of guys that do
it. Well, thank goodness CBS isn't like that, the company we work for.
Yeah, right.
It's not corporate at all. It's,
well, you remember those wonder years that we had the Redskins? There were, that's right, no perks. There were no perks for being the flagship of the Redskins. Zero. Zed.
Hello there. Don,
come
Mike
to the
show.
Tent before the game?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, you know what, Stevian had,
did we wake you up?
Yeah, well, I'm on the bike. I hurt my back.
Oh, on the bike.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I promise I'll come right back to you. When Jen and I were just slipping around last night.
I called the DEA, though.
Hold on a second. I gotta tell you, you really have to watch that show with Brian Gumbel, Real Sports.
Oh, really? I love that show.
Yeah.
They had a thing that we watched last night. Do you remember a football player named Jason Peter? He was a defensive lineman.
Yeah, and he went on just steroids and drugs. And
yeah. I mean, he went on to, when he left the NFL.
Who did he play for?
He played for Carolina.
Okay.
And he was like a big guy at Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
The story goes that when, and he's telling it, that when, after he left football, he got involved in heroin and crack. But when he was in football, he was taking 80 Vicodins a day.
Oh, my God.
And was not feeling anything.
That seems like a lot.
Said he tried to kill himself.
Wow.
That he took 80 Vicodins, 20 What's the sleep that starts with A? The
Ambien.
He took 20 Ambiens.
Wow. Jesus.
80 Vicodins.
Was it just the pure addiction, or was it because he was in that much pain?
No, it was addiction. It was totally addiction.
Wow. 80 Vicodin?
And he's alive?
That's off his pain, and then it
so they, addiction. So they said to the guy, how did you get it? Because he said the team would only give him a certain amount.
Right.
And he said, you'd be amazed if you go to a party and you give a doctor a signed jersey or you give a doctor a signed football.
Sure.
You get endless scripts.
Wow.
He said, seriously, he was going every day to the pharmacy and picking up 100 Vicodins and taking 100 Vicodins a day.
Like Dr. House.
God, I would think that would kill you.
You would think
so. But he's a big, huge guy,
And now when you see him now.
Oh, is he disgusting?
No, he looks great.
He looks healthy?
Yeah, it's just before he looked like American Dad.
Right.
And now he looks like Borat.
100 a day.
Yeah. Very nice.
He's down to 50 a
That's
day.
That's good. Anyway.
Jesus.
How many Vikes have you had today?
Let me see.
Hard to keep track.
80?
You know he's on.
No.
You know he's on it when he goes. Duh, duh, duh,
duh, duh. Probably about 10.
You've taken 10?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But I've been up for 24 hours.
What do you mean? When's the last? I mean, you've taken 10 since what time?
About a day and a half. I'm in traction.
Oh, you're in traction. You're calling us from traction?
Yeah, well, I'm calling you from my living room, but I have my own traction set up. Okay. Yeah.
How do you have your own traction set up in your living room?
They got like.
I work in medical supplies.
You know, I believe now. Do you get the impression we're getting a different lie for every question?
Yeah.
You just prop one leg up on the bong.
What exactly is it that that gave you the condition to take the Vicodin? I mean, what's your ailment? Why are you in? Why are you in this
condition? I got hit head on by. I was rollerblading. Got hit head on by a driver.
Wow.
Yeah, I went head over heels on the hood. But I'll be okay. I'm off for about 3 months.
Wow. And you've had 10 Vicodin already today.
Yeah.
You were rollerblading in the middle of the street?
Yeah, well, actually, it was a sidewalk, and I made you go right on red, and, you know, cars take a rolling right, and someone took a rolling right into my hip, so.
On the sidewalk or on the street?
On the street. I had the green.
So now you have, because you say you work in medical supplies, you have like a hospital bed in your house? Is that what you
mean? Yeah, yeah. I got all that stuff, yeah.
What'd you break?
It's leased. I got a cracked L7, and I got a inflated, you know, what an SI joint is.
Now, what's an SI joint?
Sports Illustrated joint, Mike.
Sacroiliac. It's like the hip ball and hip socket.
Okay.
Yeah. But getting back.
Well, the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone.
I wanted to get back to the Niners. They just moved 40 miles south. All they did was move to their practice facility. They're going to put a stadium at their practice facility in Santa Clara where Great America is. That's all.
Do you think they can still. Can they still call themselves the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, they're going for naming rights right now because Oakland has half that market, so they're not sure. They're going to be in court for a while.
They might call them the California 49ers. I mean, what the hell?
The
Giants and the Jets play in New Jersey. The Washington Redskins play in Landover, Maryland.
Call them the San Francisco 49ers. Does it matter?
Okay, well, listen, enjoy the rest. How many more Vikes do you think you're going to have today?
Hang on. Gosh.
What happened?
Turned over my bike, I only got 5 left.
Somebody taking care of you? Somebody cooking for you? Cleaning you? Give you a sponge bath?
I got those wipes with the Atlow.
That should be fine. There's about 80% of me thinks this guy is absolutely BSing us.
I'd give him 50-50. I think he's effed up.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim Sabian has on his 10 share tattoo.
Okay, wrong
that
guy.
That sounds like kind of a Vicodin, like, random thought.
Yeah. Wrong guy, but he's talking about a radio guy that Mike and I have mentioned on the show, Jay Stevens, before.
A good friend.
Oh, Jay Stevens.
Wasn't it Tim?
No.
Oh, yeah, Jay Stevens.
Jay Stevens is the guy that when his station had a 10-share once in the ratings, he had it on he still has it on his license plate.
Yeah,
they put
that
on his license plate, huh?
Yeah.
He did.
Beautiful. Listen, if I'm still
you're not mixing alcohol with those pills, are you?
Let me see. What's
just a little bit never hurt.
Yes or no?
What's that Jimmy Buffett
Are you drinking tequila?
Coconut.
That's a yes.
Margarita?
No, it's rum.
Rum. Oh, Jimmy Buffett rum.
Yeah.
Rum and Vike is a good, that's a good combination.
So if I'm around tomorrow, I'll give you a call.
Okay. All right, dude.
Have a good time.
Love your show. Hey, you're getting a lot of your ratings from Sacramento out of San Francisco.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Right, okay.
We're happy.
Yeah.
Stay out of the pain.
Let's go, Niners.
All right.
Okay.
See you, fellas. Love your show.
See you later.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
You know, I do remember when I had the big back issue, you know, when I was down there and I had my my Vicodin and my Bud Light. Mm-hmm. That's what I, you know what I call that? Breakfast.
Heaven. hold on. Everybody's got the name of toast. Steve, go ahead. Lay it on us, please.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi there, Steve.
Hey, Mike, I got the answer to your question.
Yeah, go ahead.
His name, proud to say, he was a fellow Kansas Jayhawk.
Elvis Patterson.
That's him.
Toast.
That's the guy that Bill Parcells said his name was Toast because he got burned all the time.
I think Elvis Patterson was one of the big guys to celebrate at midfield, too. Either that or Prey. I forgot which one that was.
Mike, really, aren't they both the same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Hello. Celebrating and praying.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
I got a tattoo story. It sounds like the subject has changed, but I got a quick tattoo story.
Okay, very quick, go.
All right, when I was with 1st Marine Division, we went to Iraq in 2003. A guy in our platoon got tattooed on his ass. Spring break 2003, Iraq. Then when we got sent back the year later to Fallujah in 2004, he got spring break 2004, Iraq, what the F, written underneath it on his other butt cheek.
Okay, that was worth the wait. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
What the F?
We gotta hit a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.